Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet. Sit back, relax, enjoy.
With this poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard, only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
All right, everyone. Shout outs to Merlin in D.C. Y'all are filling up. Welcome to Poetry After Dark as we feature Laurie Edwards, singer, spoken word artist. Oh, it's going to be a great show tonight. And just thanking everyone for, wow, being so punctual tonight. Y'all, everybody's just getting on the line. They love Laurie.
All right.
That's what's up. We're going to bring our guests in. Laurie.
Hello, hello. How y'all doing?
Hi.
How y'all doing?
We good.
Yeah, I'm spectacular, man. I'm excited to be here, man. I'm enjoying the energy, you know, as always. And the people in the chat room on the line, this is much love, man. This power.
Yeah, they're filling up for you.
Yes. Well, you know, guys, we're going to dig in and get into an interview because I know you guys are waiting to hear our guest tonight. I'm at the edge of my seat. I can't wait to see what you got in store for us. What we're going to do is we're going to go into the interview with him. We're going to allow him to spit. We're going to share some tracks of his. And after that, we will open up the calls, open up the line for calls if you have any questions or comments that you want to tell to Laurie. We'll open up and do that for you. But first, we will go through the interview.
All right. So you have it.
All right. So, Laurie, tell the people just a little bit how you got into the singing and spoken word industry.
Well, I started singing at the age of 7 years old. My father was a gospel musician. My mother also at the time was an aspiring writer, a poet, so I kind of got both of their skills from them. And, you know, growing up was kind of interesting because I grew up like most black children that grew up in, you know, as we call the neighborhood, the main thing was the church. And my father used to, you know, just really be hard on me as far as singing, you know, sing with feeling, sing with passion. And I got started singing gospel music. I grew up off of Walter Hawkins' family, James Cleveland. And then I started listening to a lot of the old greats. Like my favorite singer was Donny Hathaway and Barry White, the Isley Brothers, all the old school tunes. And I wrote my first song at 9. It was kind of, I can't remember what it was, but I just know that the title was I Wish I Had a Pretty Girl. And and it was on a Donald organ. Yeah, and I just started singing in middle school choruses and did, like, talent shows all the way up until high school and college and mostly in churches. And got a chance to open up for a few people. And poetry, I did poetry in high school. I was a boys' poetry champion, state champion in high school. And the poems that I used to like to interpret was by a poet by the name of Robert Service. He did a lot of what I call horrific and scary poetry. The Cremation of Sam McGee. You can Google that if you want. The 13th of the Parson's Son. And I got it started. I got started writing, period, at 9. And I hone my craft musically at Norfolk State University, which I'm a graduate. I hold a bachelor's degree in music, education, and media. I did radio for 5 years as well, radio broadcasting. So I always did things simultaneously. But I mean, that's a short bio of who I am and, you know, where I come from a little bit.
Wow, you was a busy guy. I mean, at 7, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Busy,
okay, well,
busy.
What kind of poetry were you writing at 9? What were your pieces about at 9?
It was about just, you know, typical, like, 9-year-old stuff. Like, I see the stars up in the sky, tweedle-dee-doo-dee. I see the colors in the rainbow. You know, little, like, kiddie stuff. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Oh, if I was a giant man, I would crush all the little people. You know, silly little stuff.
You know? When did you feel like it started to change? After Tweedledee, what came next?
After that, I think it was high school, you know, going through different experiences. Like my English teacher, and I have to give her a lot of props, and a lot of people don't give teachers because I ended up becoming one myself. My English teacher got me involved in forensics. Forensics is an interpretive prose poetry, dramatic interpretation, and she loved the way that I used to write my essays. So because I wrote with such feeling, I was going through things, you know, in high school, puberty, you know, own personal struggles, you know, during childhood. So a lot of things were beginning to come out. And, you know, a lot of people like to talk about a lot of things that they witnessed in their childhood. Some things I care to keep private, but I do, you know, remembering watching my mom, you know, come up being incarcerated, you know, going through different things and remembering those things and seeing my parents have different struggles, different family members. So as I got to high school and puberty hit and all these issues started compounding, that's when the change Tweedledee started becoming, oh, my God, you know, why, you know.
Right.
So
it was more personal to you then.
Yeah, it was more personal, and it let out my first poetry competition. I won first place. I was so excited. I was jumping up and down because I knew I was going to win, but I put so much emotion behind that piece that I always use poetry and music as an outlet to relieve stress, Dave. That's where that came from. So the Tweedledee did grow pretty much some metaphors and similes, you know.
Okay, so Laurie, when did the music incorporate with the poetry? Because that's very interesting how you do that.
Oh, actually, when I first set out to record Poetic Love, I was always, to people that know anything about the Richmond area, I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. I used to read a lot at a venue called Poetry Night at After Six. And before moving here to D.C., I came up with the concept Poetic Love. And a friend of mine that I used to roll pretty tight with in the D.C. circuit, she said, Lowry, why don't you combine both your talents simultaneously? I was getting this from different friends. They were like, you know, why don't you try to find a way to incorporate the spoken word into your music? And I was like, you know, it'll be hot. It'll be a different element. I mean, it's been done before, but, you know, why not you try? Because there's too many people that are not experimenting with that. And I was like, well, you know, me and a few artists can break that mold. And it was more of a suggestion. And when I saw that it was working and it could work, I was like, wow, you know, the Last Poet did it. Poetry did it. When he was out, Carl Thomas experimented a little bit with it. And I just thought it was just neat how you could, you know, just make the two just fuse. And spoken word, I mean, when you write a song, basically you're writing a poem. You know, one is done in melodic and one is done in spoken form. You know? So that's where the idea came from.
Sounds good. Now, you know, me personally, I didn't know much about you. Once I started digging into what you were doing and getting to your music, I mean, I'm totally amazed. Poetic Love probably will be the top one for me. I mean, for real, you really broke it down. And looking at the promos and stuff that you have, I was noticing you did I'm not sure where you did it at, but I know it was in D.C. And how you opened up your energy is just wow. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I try to. I got to give props, number one, to the Almighty God for that, because I still had a church background. Like I said, I mean, every time when I perform, no matter what I'm performing, it could be the most explicit thing ever. I still feel like I'm having church. You know, I still feel like I'm a nation. You know, and everything revolves around just that church feeling. I mean, even when I do erotic pieces, I mean, what people don't understand is spiritual and the sacred. You know, it's very spiritual. You know, some people just abuse it, but I mean, it is very enlightening. So when I touch the microphone, I feel alive. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I have a new life. You know, that's kind of what it does for me. You know, for me, it's just like I'm in heaven. You just give me a microphone and a band and stage and audience. I feel like a bird.
That's what it is. Well, people, I want to. My chief, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I want to share a piece with you guys. Like I said, this is my favorite one. And we're going to come back to this interview, but I want to share this piece of Poetic Love with you guys that Lowry did. It's beautiful. We'd love to know what you think in the chat room. And we're going to throw some links up and how you can get connected with Lowry, and we'll be right back with the interview. This is Poetic Love, y'all.
Spoken word. You are everything I dreamed of times two. I don't want a boy with a bunch of adjectives and metaphors, but from the sentiment of my heart and mind, the words I must explore. The love I have for you stretches beyond infinite ways. Every moment spent with you is cherished, these are golden days. If I could pick one word to describe you, remarkable, maybe another intangible. All I know is that what we have is pure natural, beyond spiritual. You are my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my whole universe. For you, I find myself thanking the heavens above, and I say this out of poetic love. Melody that keeps me calm in spite of my fears. You are my raft that leads me to shore when my rivers run deep. At night, you are my full moon that watches over my sleep. You are my morning sun that awakens me. You are my gentle breeze that soothes my soul with ease. Emotionally, spiritually, naturally, fearlessly, I have fallen so deep in the feelings I express to you poetically. You and I and you, me plus you, you plus me, are combined in a oneness of we exclusively. Love, 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 all out of poetic love.
Poetic love.
I promise to stand by your side beyond forever through the greatest length. I'll be your shield to protect you and your rock to uphold your strength. I will be every and anything to you, baby. Anything you need, and it's dedicated to you. All out of
poetic love. Wow. Now, that right there, I love that. I just love it. You did awesome. Awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Laurie, I see that you open up for one of the best poets out there, Salam AC. How was that? How was the energy in the room for you? Or was you, you know, was that something you were scared to do? Was that something overwhelming? How did you take opening up for Salam?
Well, it was actually fun. I enjoy opening up to see Salam. I fed from his energy. I got a chance to talk with him for a few minutes, and it was just very powerful, this stuff. And to someone that has really, really took it to the max as far as the poetry genre goes. So I could say it was more of an honor. You know, it's just like meeting, you know, meeting your favorite cousin you haven't seen in a long time. And mm-hmm. I get to get just like, you're not overwhelmed. It's just like, you just hate for it to end, you know? It's like, you wish it could be the same thing. We, you know, so that's kind of what it felt like to me.
I'd have been shaking in my boots, fool.
Dude's an awesome poet.
You opened up for a lot of different people, though, so, like, all different kinds. How was it? Just different atmosphere, different kinds of people were there. Did you feel like you still got the same kind of reaction?
Yeah. One thing that I've learned, because I've been from here to there, my travels with music, I've opened up for comedians, poets, other groups. So the energy is the same. It's just maybe the personalities are a little bit different here and there. You know, spoken word, you know, everybody's kind of laid back until, you know, comedy is like everybody's just kind of bubbly, you know, music, everybody's just kind of feeling the music. So it's just, I take a part from everything. I absorb everything that I pretty much go through, and I try to find a common balance between it all. And one thing that I have found is people just enjoy having a good time, no matter what that might be or consist of. People just enjoy just having a good time with whatever it is that, you know, they came out to see. And I think that's the one thing that brings everybody together. Even though we have, you know, different, you know, frames of mind of different forms of entertainment. And it's kind of interesting to open up these kickback and joke around with comedians and trade verses with poets and, you know, give share ideas with singers and musicians. It's just like, it was always a good mix, you know. So it's very cultivating, I can honestly say.
Hmm. So with your poetry, do you see yourself maybe bringing us an inspiring poetry book, or are you going to stick with just music and your poetry thing on the CD?
Well, sky's the limit. Of course, I'm focusing a lot more with my second CD with music, even though I'm going to incorporate touches of spoken word on it, let people know I haven't forgotten. But I've thought about writing a book and taking poetry to another level. It's such a compelling art form, and I think it's up to people that are real poets. When I say real poets, I mean people that just embrace the art, period, to really mm-hmm. keep it alive, keep writing. Because I really would like to write a book of poetry, some things, you know, more so from the things that I've been experiencing in my life. And just to share with people, because poetry, to be honest, I told someone, it has really brought me closer to God, to be honest. There's so much beauty in the words, you know. And you look at your own stuff. So it's wild. And I do plan to eventually write a book of poetry just to keep that art alive. Because I even find myself in conversation saying a line of a poem that I'm about to write. There's this a speaking poet emotion, you know, you're just coming up with lines and you don't even know it. You know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what's up. And I'm definitely going to be waiting on that one. I'm going to be bugging you about that now.
Hey, bug me. That's something I'm going to definitely do. Something I'm going to
definitely
do.
Yeah, put on the job, bitch. You're bugging.
Yeah, you know, bug me. That's something that I really would love to do. That would be really fun.
That's what's up. All right, people, we have an hour and 37 minutes left in this show. I want to introduce the next track that we have with Laurie Edwards. I believe this one is on the number 2 chart at the WKSH. And check it out. This one's titled Average Brother.
Just see me and what's on the inside of me.
All right, y'all, we're back. Poetry After Dark featuring Laurie Edwards. Oh, my goodness. And what makes you this average brother, Laurie?
Well, well, the song basically is just for a lot of hard working, and it can appeal to any race, brothers of any race that, you know, does right by God, does right by his family, may not have all the material to go with it, but they have a sense of purpose as far as being good people. And I know that a lot of them don't get their shine. You know, it's always a ball, a shot caller. I'm not knocking that, but, you know, who's going to speak with, I mean, Angie Stone, you know, touched on it a little bit, but who's going to speak with the everyday average, you know, Joe Schmuck that's out there doing what he has to do, that takes care of his kids, loves his wife, comes home, you know, pays the light bill, gas bill, whatever bill needs to be done. And no
like
one ever commemorates that.
I like
the death too.
I like that.
Right.
That's nice. It's like, it was like Jill Scott for
me. Yeah, you know, if you want to look at it like that, but if you catch the lyrics.
Yeah, it was groove. It was like, okay, I feel it. I like the groove. I like the whole, the melody, everything. It was nice.
Yeah. If you look deeper, I'm like no other. Yeah, can't beat that lyric. Basically, what I'm trying to say is we may be average in terms of living life like everybody else. But once you look deeper, you find that there's a much deeper surface behind what you see, you know, and that's hard, loving, caring, compassionate. You know, that's what makes you a special brother, really.
I like
it.
It is. I like that. And
always in
the chat
room, CS High.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like that. I like that you gave us, you know, what it means. Because a lot of times people hear music and just do not get the point of what the artist is trying to come across with. Same thing with poetry. But thank you for letting us know where you're coming from with that.
Well, yeah, it needs to be heard. You know, I try to keep my lyrics simplistic enough for you to understand, but complex enough to make you think, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I try to do.
Yeah, that's what we're missing on the mainstream radio. Sorry to say, but, you know, we need more artists like yourself.
Well, that's going to have to come from the surge of the people. I mean, you got a lot of artists like myself that are doing this from a meat scraps and a heart. And they might be getting some places, but they're not getting the support. That's why I take my hat off to people like Eric Robertson, who's just doing it effortlessly. And one guy who I respect, he may not be at the Grammys a whole lot or hardly ever, but he always has a following, as Will Downing. I got the tremendous respect for him. I always been into, like, I call it those blue-collar artists that just go at it and just for the love of it. Rochelle Pharrell, Will Downing, Alexander O'Neill from back in the day.
Hey.
You know, some cats that never even got a chance to really shine. One guy was named Eric Gable. He sounded like Teddy Pendergrass. You know, Christopher Williams in his heyday. And it's like you have such, like, raw talent within some of those souls, but unfortunately, you know, the people just don't speak up enough, you know, that like that kind of music. I mean, I believe in catering to what's like and what your style is like. You know, if, you know, I don't knock Lil Wayne, but if you like Lil Wayne, okay, mainstream will play him or whatever else. But if you like Jill Scott or somebody like myself or Anthony Hamilton or any other artist, you know, even in the circuit, DC Soulchild, Raheem Devon, and we need more of the people that appreciate soul music. I don't like the term neo soul. I'm going to just say soul music from the heart. We need more people to stand up continue to purchase, continue to call in to whatever radio stations cater to that format, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people need,
indeed.
You know. And especially, thank God for Blog Talk Radio, too.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay, we have callers filling out to talk to you, so we're going to bring in one caller, and we're going to fall back with some more music from you. I believe the first person we have on the switchboard will be 216. And before I bring in 216, if anyone else is on the line to speak to Larry, you need to press 1 so you can go in the queue and we'll pick you up in order. 216. And I'm going to need you to cut down your computer because we're hearing a lot of feedback. And when you cut down your computer, we'll open your call back up. 314.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Lori, thanks for sharing all that, man. I really enjoyed Average Man because I think I fall into that category and could really relate with a lot of the lines.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, bro. Thank you.
No, thank
Get
you,
that's David.
Sure.
Dot. That's David.
Yeah.
Talk to me like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, Lori, yeah. I wanted to ask you, you said you're an English teacher?
No, I'm actually a special education teacher. I teach part-time, actually. I'm a home and hospital teacher part-time for the county that I work for. One of my subjects is English and social studies.
Okay. So, but you are in the teaching facet.
What did you say?
You are in, like, a facet of teaching.
A what teacher?
A facet, you are some way teaching?
Yeah. I am teaching actually. Special ed.
Yeah, it's just my goal to be a teacher as well, and I was wondering, as a poet, do you find the time to really express your thoughts, like, or is it just a little too hectic sometimes? Or?
Well, It can be, to be very honest with you. I'm not going to say a lie. I've been doing it for a while, and it has had some trying times, especially trying to do music as well. But I think the main thing that I keep in mind is there's a God, because I don't know, but I'm not the only person that has done it. A lot of people, the guy that used to play on Good Times, James Evans, John Amos, he used to work as a social worker while he was pursuing his acting career. A gospel singer, I can't think of her name. She was just in a shoe commercial. Y'all help me out. Real strong voice. Asking for Your Guidance. Yeah. She sang the song Asking for Your Guidance. She was a school teacher. Roberta Flack was a school teacher as well. So it can be something. Yeah. Luther Vandross was one as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hope for you, David. It's hope for you, Dot.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for right there.
Definitely.
Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Do you guys mind if I share a piece at all? Or?
We'll open up the lines on the last hour for pieces. So if you can hang on, 24 minutes left in our interview, and we'll let you go ahead and sit on the mic.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
No problem.
Hey,
hold on.
Nice meeting you, Lori.
Nice meeting you.
All right. Well, I done learned something today. I did not know Luther Vandross was a teacher. Wow.
Yes, he was.
That's what it do. Okay, guys, 301, I see you. We'll bring you in over the next set. We're going to go ahead and share another track from Larry. I found this one to be another favorite of mine. So incredible. Wow, Larry, you did your thing on this one, baby. Here we go.
Amazing.
Y'all, we back with Poetry After Dark featuring Laurie Words. And I'm going to ask them to let y'all know if y'all digging this, which I hope y'all as much as I am. Tell the people where they can pick up that CD at, Laurie.
First, you can become my friend on Facebook.com/LaurieEdwards, Laurie Edwards. And then join the Laurie Edwards fan page. You can hit shop now. Got my picture of me with some sunglasses and the rest of my, I don't call them fans, the rest of my, you know, musical friends, as I like to call them. The option is shop now. Poetic Love is available. Only $10. There's no shipping and handling at all. Also, if you in the iPod side of things, you can go to www.laurie.bandcamp.com. You can download either one of those songs for what you heard for only 99 cents. As we say in the circuit, only 99 cents.
Oh my God. The price is outrageous.
Mad dollar menu is despair.
Man, and the spoken word version you heard, we was giving it away as a Christmas gift and extended. That will be given away free, the spoken word remix of Poetic Love. So you can also follow me on Twitter.com/soulofLaurie. I'll be up there pretty soon telling jokes, talking about chicken, eggs, hamburgers, all that good stuff. You know?
Okay. Indeed, y'all. Speaking of support poetry, definitely support the R&B thing. He's doing his thing out here. Wow.
Definitely, definitely.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you do all the writing on your work?
Yes, I do all the writing and arranging. I go to different producers to enhance, you know, my sound, but all the writing and arranging, melody, all that's pretty much executively produced by myself.
Wow. All right. That's, wow. There it is, guys.
That's
all right. So that's what's up. We're going to take another call. We got a 301. 301, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello,
you're on
the
air with your
phone. It's
entire booth.
Larry Edwards. What's up, man? This is E. Logan Sims. Hey, this is a dynamic singer, an artist, and we travel together, and I want everybody to go out there and get a CD. So I just wanted to say, man, you're doing a wonderful job out there. And you take care, man.
You too. Thank you, man. Thank you. That's my partner. That's my homie. Eric Logan Sam. He another dope poet. He's looking out for him, man. He got a book and everything. That's like my road dog, one of my poetic road dogs, man. We don't been to North Carolina. We don't been to some part of Maryland I didn't even know about. I mean, that is my road dog for real in poetry, man. So, you know, for him to even call and think that big, I mean, much love to you, Eric, man. We going to be going back to Carolina. Somebody's in Carolina. I don't want to say who, but we going to be making a guest appearance in March at Meredith Women's College. Matter of fact, I believe it's in Raleigh-Durham.
Okay.
Well, I'm in Raleigh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm originally from D.C., but I live in Raleigh now, so I'd definitely be there to check you out, brother.
Yeah, it would be really fun. You know, we're going to be performing right down the street from Duke and Wake Forest, I believe. I don't know how that works out, but I know they're all near each other.
Yeah, there's a big old swoop of colleges right around the corner from each other.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's right. They big connects over here. Let us know how to
feel. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. But I definitely feel the poetry and R&B as well. Matter of fact, do y'all feel like hearing anything?
Oh, yeah. You know it. I was waiting for you to be.
Oh, okay. Now, you got to tell me how y'all feeling. Do y'all feel reflective, political, or erotic? You know, help me out. Or love, or whatever.
I'm
going to
let Bob
let
make that decision.
Okay, leave it up to me. I'm in that lovey-dovey mood tonight, so give me some love.
Give
me some
love.
Oh, man, then I want
love. Eddie, this poem is called Love It. Why do we use the term love so loosely that it's almost like a faint hello? Don't tell someone you love when it's not real. This is a strong emotion. That's how you share what you feel. Love is when our parents put up with our sorry kiddish ways and sometimes drive them ready to fuss. But they loved us enough to provide and protect and try to instill good in us. Love is getting up to embrace your friend after a long time not seen. Love is pushing your passion's limit and doing whatever it takes to reach your dream. Love is when you wake up thanking God for another day. Love is that beautiful feeling in your heart that has you beaming in all ways. Love is when you show your neighbor acts of kindness from your heart. Love is when you give. It's just balance, and it's all the same. Love is sometimes giving the truth when it hurts. Love is accepting someone's awful flaws all the way down to the dirt. Love is when you are willing to look someone in the eye and say, I forgive you. Love is being humble and having peace within yourself and not letting your demons outlive you. Love is picking up the phone and not always texting, just to hear your breath.
reference voice. Love is when you understand it does happen naturally, but it's very much a choice. Love is when you are willing to get up to get your boo some ice cream when she gets on your last nerve. And love is sometimes enduring tough challenges and leaving those behind you so that others can benefit and reign superb. Sometimes love hurts in every way and feels like the pits. And when it's romantic, it'll make you holler like Al Green being burnt by them damn grits. Love is too raw, too real, too pure, too genuine to dumb it down, to see the real side of it, unbalanced feelings. Let love be what it is. Love is. And that's that piece.
Wow. Dang. Oh, my goodness. That is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I actually had my paper on the erotic poem there. I know that you just don't, you know, hear that, but you know,
we know you want to get erotic. We know you're trying to get with it. I know.
We know what's going on. Get us all hot and bothered.
Right, you know. Wipe the mic down. We ain't ready to wipe it down yet. You ready to wipe it in?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know what? Oh, my goodness. Guys, take notes, because that right there was a blueprint on love. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got, because I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but I got two treats for both of these. Since you had me on the show. The first one, you know, I got to get it in erotic wise a little bit, you know, just for some fun. But hopefully it'll make you laugh. You ready?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. This poem is entitled Just Let Me Eat You.
It's
a crime, then damn it, give me a life sentence. And if licking you into a wet mess is a sin, then I'll be forever repentant. You see, baby, ain't no shame in my game. I'm a big boy and I got a hearty appetite and I love to eat. I want my tongue to do lap dances on your bottom lips till it splish splash, you're taking a pussy bath. By the time I'm finished with my appetizer, I'll be ready for the main course, and that's my path. Tasting your cum is like tasting warm ice cream dripping from the cone. Just letting you melt in my mouth leaves me full of your juices to the bone. My lips on your bottom lips is like a never-ending moist tongue kiss. My goal is to eat you out so effortlessly that you fall into a convulsive bliss. I want to be sipping on your cum like a Slurpee. So, baby, stop holding back that pot of gold and serve me. If I could eat you for a living, I would be employee of the month and work overtime. I would eat you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and dessert time. I would like to eat you just for a plain shore. Baby, going down on you and tasting your pussy is my favorite recipe. It's like having a nice piece of juicy chicken and a nice side of tea. I just had to admit, eating you out is my obsession to make you feel good. Because, baby, I would do anything to get you off. Just let me eat you. Peace. I mean, that's my peace.
Oh,
peace. That's my peace.
They like it.
Hey, as long as they like it, you know, if you're nasty and you don't like it, then that's a problem, you know. It's like, oh, nah. But, yeah, you know, some stuff I write. I mean, people, for whatever reason, they love it. But sometimes I write, and I'm like, okay, did you just write this crazy stuff? Are you, you know, are you on the deep end, man? Did you really just say that? And I'm like, you just tell me people love this. This is the craziest sounding stuff ever. they just right. go with it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. They're making me push the envelope even more.
Oh, my goodness, guys. Hey, look, I'm pretty sure. You, do you have one more piece for us? Do you have more?
Actually, I'm going to do some for both of you. I said this is my second surprise, okay? And this is for everybody in the chat room and everybody listening. My night turns into day. My skies turn blue from gray. When it rains, you are my sunshine. Beneath our mind. In fall, my flowers bloom to my November in the June. When it's cold, you keep me warm. My quiet in the storm. In paradise, like a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Oh, I give my all to you. I give my life, my love, and all to you, baby, and so much more. Yeah. And that's a excerpt of my Poetic Love that's also for download in the title of the album.
Yay. Now, let me get that boy that bomb drop out.
That was lovely.
Thank you. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Thank you. Oh, God. It's been
I
a wonderful,
you,
wonderful energy.
I had fun with the both of y'all. I'm trying to blue be poetic, man. Y'all always make me feel welcome. I mean, especially with the nice cover design, I felt bad, man. I felt like I owe y'all. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely, man. Y'all have a great show. This is one of my favorite Poetry After Dark, and I want to thank you so much for having me. Thank you to the chat room. Thank you for DC, MD, VA, whoever called. To show me mad love and the rest of the people that actually, you know, came through to listen. I appreciate y'all. Hopefully you feel me enough to go cop my CD. It's real easy, right on PayPal. You don't want to, can't spare the whole thing. I got some downloads from Lowry, www.lowry.bandcamp. And that song I just sung, it's entitled Poetic Love, the regular version. That's available, but most of all, man, much love to you, T-Poetess and China Blue, for real.
Well, thank you, love.
We appreciate it. Well, you know what? I have a question real quick before you go. Have you ever felt like you just wanted to, this wasn't you, and that you just was ready to walk away from it, and maybe this wasn't the place for you? Have you ever felt that way?
Yeah, I felt that way a couple of times. You know, trying to make it in this business and, you know, with the accolade, with the stuff that I've accomplished now has been so amazing because, I mean, at one point I was like, you know what, maybe I should just focus on other career options I have, you know. And then,
what
you know, just hearing this. You know, going full steam ahead with my, you know, teaching, just, you know, dedicated all to teaching, getting back into broadcasting, you know, radio broadcasting. I also used to sell advertising and stuff like that. I have other interests. But every time when I hear, you know, if I go somewhere and I heard, you know, someone playing and singing, it was like, it just, it says, no, this is your passion. This is who you are. You can't run from this.
Right.
you know.
Well, we're glad you didn't run. We totally enjoyed you.
Hey, I enjoy it as well, just as much as you and others might enjoy me. I enjoy performing. I enjoy making people happy if I can, and just doing it. I mean, it's spiritual to me, you know.
That's what's up, and I do appreciate the praise you gave us. We definitely appreciate you and what you're doing out there, what you're singing and what you're spoken word. I'm not sure if you're familiar with WDEP Radio, but he says he loves your singing, he loves your spoken word, and he definitely wants to get up with you. So hopefully y'all can make that happen.
Hey, tell him hit my Facebook, Lowrie@LRIE Edwards. Hit my request, man. We can definitely link up. I'm willing to spread, do whatever. You know what I mean? It's not just about me, man. It's about us as a movement. I believe this is my calling. To do something. I'm not quite sure what that is, but God is leading me to it. So, I mean, I need as much help as the next man, so I can't do it alone. And everybody put their arts, everything else together. So, hey, definitely.
That's what it is, y'all. All right. That concludes our interview with Lowrie Edwards. Again, we're going to periodically be putting this links up in the chat room for you guys to check them out and definitely befriend them on Facebook, and putting out the link to go purchase either a CD or purchase a song, even if you can't afford the CD. It's only $10, y'all. We blow that up on McDonald's and Burger King, so definitely support the man and what he's doing.
Yes, yes.
So, y'all, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back, and it's time for open mic. And, Lowrie, you're free to stay on the lines if you like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lord, keep it with us.
Let's support.
Yep. That's what's up, y'all. Here we go. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This is Teddy P, y'all. Joy.
Joy to be. we're meant to be, and I know we can win. Times I feel like a kid on a Ferris wheel. You make my world go round and around. So much to live for, and I'm living it now.
All right, Poetry After Dark continues, and this is the open mic segment. So if you're by your computer and you're listening right now, dial 347-826-9842. We'd like to hear from you. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to bring in David. See what he got for us.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
What it do, David?
Not bad. I think I'm going to keep the flow on a inspirational and good feeling level with this ride called Mile on High.
Right.
Simplicity can conform within itself to become something extraordinary. Gathered in the forms of congested love and screaming care, you may let yourself be controlled and enveloped in the simple folds of compassion. A head tilted just slightly back, think now with eyes closed and mind universally open, places of child wonderment and endearment. When games and feathery to the touch stuffed animals enlighten the day, unexplored wilderness, little stubby fingers gently feeling stick and unturned stone, a flared wing of a butterfly in imagination soars, the tingling sensation elicited from a sweeping touch, dainty flower petals grazing a rosy flushed cheek. We fly now between the blur of a hummingbird and the pale blue and dazzling light, toward bordered hedges of a secret garden, the towering emerald bushes rushing away underneath, to the towering gray masses and twined nature of abrupt shapes dotting the streets and pinpoint green blotches, melts within sidewalk and shaded canopies of many stair stoops diminishing, high-rise steel square buildings atop brick constructed squares on concrete square grids, spewing bleak red fire hydrants rain down their contents amongst the dancing. Mothers and fathers watch on with faint smiles at their children's far and in-between laughter, holding these fleeting moments against the withering time, inevitable and eventual smudging of the innocent worlds. Diving lower through the channels of brick and stone to pause and peer into a window, an old man, white-haired and wise, played Joplin to a gathered crowd of enthused young minds. Half-crest lines blew north, encasing his mouth in moon-bright eyes. Sunken in the middle of the rough and wizened smile, a boy stowed himself by the man's side. He slid closer, the distance a mile. On air of the air of the most sheepishly shy, wrinkled and white, a finger tapped a white key twice, smooth and brown, a finger followed the sound. The piano's last note reverberates throughout the crowd. Swooped and bent low, the boy, now man, takes a bow. And that's a mile on high.
All right, then.
Thank you.
Well, I'm definitely on that high with you. I like that.
Thank you very much, Deepocus.
Oh. Please tell the people where they can find you at.
They can find me on dreamerscafe.net. That's where a bunch of poets get together and we share our words in a written form. And my name under there is Lee, L-E-E. And come on by and join the site, guys.
Okay, make sure you put that link in the chat room.
Say what?
Make sure you put that link in the chat room so we can...
Okay, I'll try, but last time... on another show, it wasn't quite working, so you might just have to type it in your computer. But I'll definitely just put it in the chat room.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Oh, okay, y'all. I'm already in that poetic mode. I'm ready. The lineup is 323-803. Everyone else, if you want to get on, you need to press 1 so you can get in queue. The Poetess and China Blue will be right back. We're going to take another break. Let's see here. This is Aaliyah, More Than a Woman.
Baby,
All right, all right. Poetry After Dark continues with the open mic segment. Going to the next caller. I miss Aaliyah, y'all. Goodness. I was grooving. 323.
Not
you're on the air with the poetess. Oh, wow. Did you just do that? Okay. All right, Chief, tell me what's going on. You got to clue me in on what's going on over there. Am I not supposed to bring in that caller?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. 323. You want to have
the
poetess Jennifer? Hey.
You must have 2 3 2 3s.
No?
No. Only one?
Yep.
Okay, this is the Oracle, darling. It is I. Am I up and running? I can't hear myself over here, so I'm not quite sure.
You're up and running. Hi, Oracle, darling.
Yes,
I've got
I
a
missed
piece
you.
For you. This is called Royally Blue. When Sunny gets blue, her eyes turn gray and cloudy. Then the rain begins to fall. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet love a man comes to call, they don't call. When Sunny gets blue, she takes the world to task. On, off, like the switch of a light, performing the dance of a marionette's puppet. How high, which direction, for how long? When Sunny gets blue, she shuts down. Error, you have committed an unauthorized transaction. Close all unnecessary windows in order to proceed. Which ones? The heart that aches with each lasting breath, extending the arms of pain and despair. Who will look for her, laugh for her, sing for her when Sunny gets blue? She breathes a sigh of sadness like the winds that stir the trees. Winds that set the leaves to swaying like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. Melodies without rhythm, no harmony, notes out of tune. And the band strikes a deafening sound, blanketing her cries for love, her plea. For inner peace, her need to be held, consumed, and devoured in a way long since a memory. A memory. Memories may fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dreams fell through, they fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to. Kiss away each lonely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. Hold her near. When Sunny gets blue, she gets blue, black, black and blue, crimson blue, chilling blue, midnight blue, royally blue. This is what happens when Sunny gets blue. And that's that piece for tonight.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Oh. You are the truth, girl. I love it. That was just beautiful.
Thank you, ladies.
It's everything
Thank
I
you
love.
So much.
It's everything I love. I love it. I'm
excited. I have you guys have in chat room some very special people. Livy the Poetess is going to be on my show on March 6th, and I'm so excited for that. And this Poetic Energy is going to be on March 27th, and Poetically Spoken and Heart Spoken DC are going to be April 10th. So I am so glad and so honored that they have all said yes, and I'm having a ball. Your show is awesome.
Oh,
Thank you, girl. That's keep moving up the ladder. That's good bookings you got right there. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, this past weekend we had AIDS activist and speaker Anthony Wayford. And this coming week we've got playwright William A. Parker. He's got a new webisode out called Who the Man, you know, based on one of his many, many plays. In a couple of weeks we've got George Frazier. He is the epitome of you know, success in the African-American community. So it's interspersed with all different kinds of folk. The show is absolutely growing, and you ladies are a part of it, and I so appreciate that, because you want to know something, and I'll get off the line. I know the lines are probably full, but yours were the shows, those ladies that I have mentioned and calling here too, these were the shows that I chose to listen to get a sense of what Blog Talk Radio was all about when I first considered doing this back in maybe October of last year, you know. Oh. And I said, well, I'm a school teacher 25 years. Well, I can't help myself. I have to do my research. And I said, well, if you're going to listen to any shows, listen to shows that are substantive, that show great intellect and consciousness, you know, human consciousness with a little flavor. And some of you guys are really, really hot, Miss Remy, and some of you, you know, I get crimson rose cheeks when I'm listening to some of your stuff. But yours were the shows that I chose to study, and I was impressed. So, and then I got my own show. Mine is a little more talk showy-ish, you know, more on the interview side, and we do play your pieces. So, ladies, send me stuff. But MP3. But no, this is just fantabulous, and I really appreciate every time I'm allowed to speak. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Oracle.
I love what you do.
That's what's up. Hey, I mean, to hear her say she chose my power show, I mean, that right there, just I'm humbled and I'm honored.
In the chat room, Oracle. So I can go to the show.
Yeah. Indeed, definitely post the link. And with that being said, we're going to go back to the open mic and get these calls rolling. We got 803 on the line with the poetess in China Blue.
Well, hello there, Ms. D.
Hey.
How are y'all doing?
We are fine, and how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Let me hold up. Is this a little attic?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, I've been here doing nothing, and somebody shot me a message about a show. And so I had to come, you know, check out the baddest woman in Blog Talk.
Oh, that's my boo.
But, you know, what's good, though? Y'all been good? Y'all straight?
Oh, yeah, baby. We just keep moving up, keep pushing forward. You know how we do.
Most definitely. Well, I won't take up too much time. You know what I'm saying? I'll drop a little piece and get up out of here.
I missed you. Come on.
All right, I'll do pre-Genesis. All right, I'm going to do a piece called Pre-Genesis, and it's like, I wish I could freeze time. Just press that easy button in my life to unwind and erase all the tears I would cry. So I clear the cloud of visions in my mind. I got a mountain to climb, so please understand I need time. Time to realign, time to redesign, time to redefine this path that I'm on. They say soon a new day will dawn, so I swallow my pride. But I feel deep inside that I'm needing that change. At first it was all just a game, but things ain't the same. So these feelings, they've changed. I know I caused so much pain, and I see all the shame. It was all fun and games, because when I look in their eyes, I can feel everything, mine in the days. But these visions behind my eyes, they can't be erased. I take a deep breath, trying to fill an empty space. I lay on the altar in need of God's grace. I pray that he take me away from this place. It feels like I'm falling. I need to be saved. I look in the mirror and stand face to face with this man, the man I used to be, the man I am, the man life is molding me to be. It's like the man that wasn't me is slowly becoming me, and everything I believe to be is slowly dissolving. More problems, but no problem solving. This door on the path of my life just keeps on revolving and revolving. right in front of my eyes, I can see that I'm evolving into this man. This man I used to be, this man I am, this man life is molding me to be. And I'm trying to make my way through the haze so they can see that heaven ain't the only place that you can find peace. But I'm walking in the shadows of the night. And see, I call it the shadows because I'm walking into the dark with no light, trying to find the path for my life. But I wish I could freeze time, just press that easy button in my life to unwind and erase all the tears that were cried. So I clear these clouded visions in my mind. I realize that these are the days of our lives. So I spit to redefine all the lies and drain my soul dry of these feelings that I hide so deep inside. I'm walking blind with black tint on my eyes, trying to save a soul besides mine, because I've seen enough pain to value pride. I'll fall down to see, so I can see the sun rise, and I don't mean the one in the sky. As the world turns, it days I wonder why. Time waits for no man, it just passed on by. All our children gotta die. Abortion clinics put in the hood create black genocide, and superintendents getting rich but city schools deprived. My wings spread just to dive on earth. I'm looking up to the sky. Life or death, I can't decide. But should it really be a question like fighting for other nations when our nations are suffering? Bank accounts cold turkey like addicts recovering. Put my middle finger in the air, fuck the government, because they stuck them in poverty-stricken environments. And they've been working their whole life and still can't make it off their retirement. I need some kind of enlightenment because death is always imminent. Trying to take the pain away, she's swallowing them supplements. Her life is unpredictable, so unpredictable like the elements. I wish I could go back to the beginning, pre-Genesis.
Well, I see you've been back there in the lab. Well, you've been in the lab, man. Goodness.
That was dope. That was good of it, especially the end. It killed it.
I appreciate that. Yo, it's good to hear from you, too, man, for real.
Yes, and you better tell these people how they can find you. And come on, give them the name.
Most definitely. Of course, I'm on Facebook. It's Floetic Soul, FLOWETIC, SOUL. Yeah, so yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Show my babe some love. He is definitely the truth. Yeah.
That's right. I appreciate it, though, y'all. Y'all be easy, you know.
You too, babe.
Well, thank you, Floetic.
All right, y'all. This is what it is. We have more than enough time to get everybody on the lines. We're going to take two calls, break, and that's how it's going to go, in case y'all are wondering what's happening. So the next two callers after our break will be Constane and 410, okay? That's how it's going. We'll be right back.
Constane.
All right, y'all. Poetry After Dark continues. The open mic. Going back to the phone lines. 1K, since my chief telling me I'm saying your name wrong, my apologies. We're going to open your line up anyway. Bring it. How you doing, 1K?
Right. Yeah, Constantine. No big deal, though. Nobody spells it or says it right.
Oh, so I'm not the only one. Okay, that's great to know. See that,
chief? Oh, no. In fact, as long as I can remember, nobody's ever spelled my name correctly. So don't feel bad. From hearing it, anyway. So anyway, sometimes I don't even spell it right, but I have dyslexia, so.
Constantine, I told her. I was on it. What you got for
1K, okay? Dang.
No, that's fine. K for A is just fine. You know, anyway. What have I got for you? Let's see. How much time do I have? let's see here.
3 minutes, top.
All right, 3 minutes.
You got a 5 minute pool.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand. All right, well. Heart of Steel. Fade in. Build a fire 1,000 miles away to light my long way home. For I ride a comet, my trail it is long to stay. This silence is a heavy stone. For I fight the world, I take all they can give. There are times my heart hangs low, for I was born to walk against the wind, born to hear my name, no matter where I stand, I'm alone. But I will stand and fight, live by my heart. For there is always one more try. I am not afraid to die. I will stand and fight, say what I feel. For I was born with a heart of steel. So I will burn that bridge behind me and leave no retreat. Now there's only one way home. For those who laugh and crowd my path, they're the ones that cut their own throats. In the end, they fall like the melting snow. And as they watch me rise with fire in my eyes, they will bow their heads and their hearts will hang low. Then I will laugh and they will kneel and they will know this heart of steel is too hard to break, too hot to hold. So I will stand and fight, always live by my heart. For there is always one more try, because I am not afraid to die. I will stand and fight, and say what I feel. For I was born with a heart of steel. Fade out.
Whoa, he got that Barry White voice for him. Goodness. Please tell the people they can find you at 1K.
Facebook. I got a YouTube site. I'll post it in the chat room.
All right. Well, I appreciate the piece, and thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
Always. All right, y'all. We're going to move this thing on, 410. You're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
Hey, it's Miss Lady. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we can. Who are we speaking with?
It's Miss Lady.
Hey, Lady.
Hello, hello. Ooh. Okay. This piece, I was going to read the piece I just read in the Urban Geek, but I can't start crying again, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's all right, though. I found one that's called One Wish. If I had one wish, oh, I'm sorry. If I had one wish, I wouldn't wish for more wishes because I don't want to spend my time wishing my life away, wishing on a star, wishing on a wishing well, wishing and hoping. You get my point. You know, it's often been said, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. And then some. When I wished for love, I fell hard. But there was just one little problem. I loved him, but he didn't love me. I wanted my dream come true so badly. Oh, so badly. That in my mind, I made him into the man I wanted him to be. I wished him into life, but he was not the man I needed. In reality, he was who he was. But I saw him as my wish come true. Was I really in love with him or in love with the idea of being in love? I got so sick of wishing that I convinced myself that my wish had already come true. I wished for love, but I got heartache. I opened up Pandora's box and let all the demons loose. Every emotion I had bottled up came out when I fell for him. And love left me lonely again. So now I'm just tired of wishing beyond wishing and hoping beyond hope and waiting for a fairy tale that may or may not come true. It's time to stop daydreaming. No more blowing out candles or blowing dandelions into the wind. No more starlight, star bright, the first star I see tonight. For real love is not found in shooting stars and wishing wells. So I can't waste any more of my precious time and energy on wishes. No more waiting for my genie in a bottle. No more wishing my days and nights away. The time has come to simply be still and know that God is in control. And in his time, my every heartfelt wish will come true. That's it.
Oh, wow. Oh, lady. Oh, goodness. That's very awesome to me right now. Like, I didn't even know if I was to give the bomb for that one because that one was on it. Wow. You know, you got my heart over here pouring. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course. I couldn't stop myself crying again, so I had to do something a little less. Yeah. But anyway, thank you for letting me come on your show. I think it's my first time speaking on your show.
Thank you. Is it? I'm really glad you're here.
It's either my first or my second time. I'm not sure. But I'm glad to be here, and I'll be listening in to you. Thank you for letting me. Thank you for letting me come on.
You're welcome. Oh, my goodness. Lady, give it up for coming on, spitting that piece for us. Line up, 815-216-513-832-202-336. We're going to be right back after this break. Chief, I forgot what you requested. It's on the board. Why don't you just play it?
Yeah, you could have said that so I could get on time with my phone.
All right, well, I'm going to just randomly pick one of yours. I mean, I'm not sure, but here we go. Common, y'all. Testify.
There we go.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed.
a man's back, he was facing years in unnamed, though the place was his. They trying to take everything except the kids. For years she been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. The judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him, using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The court awaited as the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears, and smeared makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pin.
All right, y'all. 4G After Dark continues. Going back to the phone lines, and I see some numbers have switched places, it looks like. Anyway.
I'm going to stop typing. I keep making all these typos in the chat. I'm done typing, y'all. I ain't typing no more. Shout out to the chat room. I love the chat room. You're not
in chat. Yeah, they be in there wilding. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, big ups to the chat room. Thank you. Everyone that came through, it's so many names. Don't expect me to call y'all out. I say peace to everyone in chat room. That's how we're going to do that. And we're going back to these phone lines. 815, you're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
And what's up, Poetess in China Blue? This is Bop Nation Radio.
Hey, Bop Nation, what it do?
It's been a long time. I'm just sitting here. I was writing and I guess looking for my music, and I was going through these pieces, and it reminded me of some heartbreak. So I just want to be this piece is called This Big Old Empty Room. In a twinkling of an eye, she carved a niche into my heart. Even though it's quite big, the room became full the minute she stepped in, pricking me with her paring knife. Her love was like furniture, setting up couches, tables, and chairs like she was my wife. Housekeeping was difficult because even though we were both were full, sipping each other's love potion, the room was cluttered with a plethora of emotions. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I didn't work hers, but sometimes she worked my last nerves, telling me to get your shh, get out my door. 10 minutes later, she'd be working that body like she wanted some more. She smiled when I smiled. I love to make my baby laugh. I wonder now, does she cry when I wonder why she left me so sad. Making up, breaking up, that's from midnight to the breaking of day. Feeling like the only child at recess, now I got nobody to help me play. Big old empty room is bouncing off of my lonely heart. I feel her in another dimension, but can't reach because we're worlds apart. You know, baby, we should have been forever. Her love, kisses, and hugs always made me feel better. But will I have them again? Unfortunately, my friends, the answer is never. This big old room is so damp and cold, with no covering. It has no roof. I miss my baby, and it rains in here. Every night, And sometimes praying seems like stalling. Shh, what was that? Did you hear her calling? Before she left, she made me promise not to fall. In another garden peeking, she is in full bloom. Only with her permission, I need to, I want to fill this big old empty room. And that's that piece.
Pop Nation. Uh-oh now. Watch out there.
Yeah. I'm listening. Like I'm listening. This is the show. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Yes.
I've been in that room before. It's a big old room.
Indeed. Bob, before you go, tell the people how they can find you.
You can catch me on you can look up Bop Nation Radio is Googleable. You can Google, or you can find me on Facebook. Type in Bop Nation, and you can find me if you like what you hear and read it. And add me also.
It is. Thanks, babe. All right. Y'all, we have an hour and 11 minutes left in the show. I expanded beyond, okay? So every poet that wanted to get on the mic, please don't hang up. Be patient and stay on the line. Next caller coming up is 216. 216, you're on the air with the poetess in China Blue.
All right. Hi, China Blue. Hi, the poetess. This is the all-round.
Hey, Mama.
Poet. How you doing? I'm
good.
All right. I'm going to read.
Mama,
yes, darling, yes. I'm going to read a piece called Freedom Ain't Ringing in Mississippi.
Freedom.
Freedom ain't ringing in Mississippi. Do you hear it? Brother, can you hear it? Sister, do you feel it? I can't hear it. I've been listening. I do not hear it. 'Cause ain't no freedom ringing in Mississippi. Ain't no freedom ringing for the Scott sisters. Ain't no freedom ringing on them slave plantations. Ain't no freedom ringing in Mississippi. We've been marching, we've been singing, still I ain't heard no freedom ringing. Grandma Roscoe raised 10 babies for her young ladies while they were unjustly incarcerated. Still, she ain't seen no village helping. They took away her two young daughters for $11. Made up the rules along the way, locked them up and threw the key away. We ask for justice, and just us went astray. And after 16 years, the governor said, okay, we'll let them out, but here they cannot stay. In 24 hours, they must be gone. They got to go away with the $75 we gave them for their pay. Old Mississippi all dressed in black. If they step on a crack, we're going to lock them up back. We've been marching. We've been singing. We still ain't heard no freedom ringing. 'Cause ain't no freedom ringing in Mississippi. We are going to make your life hell. One false move and you're back in jail. We are making up the rules just to stress you out. We want to save money, so we let you out. Now, go somewhere else and get your medical attention. Your sister's kidney is all we can spare. If she ain't no match, do you think we care? Those are our stipulations. This law is just for you. Match or no match, your kidney is your sister's, but now it belongs to you. Plantations are still holding slaves. Jails are holding them too. They are holding people who've done nothing wrong but be born black in Mississippi. We dig our graves, we live as slaves, and ain't no freedom ringing. They made up laws just for us. There is no communication. Then they concoct some crazy scheme and call them stipulations. Let it be known that in the year of our Lord, 2011, in the home of the free and the land of the brave, Mississippians still own slaves. And the people are afraid. The government won't correct this. Afraid to reach out, afraid to speak out, and so they just let them get away. There ain't no freedom ringing in Mississippi. No lift every voice and sing. The new theme song is our old slave song. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. But does he even know? 'Cause ain't nobody singing and ain't no freedom ringing down in Mississippi. In porn.
Not in North Carolina either, Mama O, man. I'm feeling that peace. Wow.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, man.
Appreciate it. Mama O, drop the jewels, as always.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see Mama O got a computer up, so we getting that feedback, Mama O.
I'm sorry. I meant to cut it off. Okay. All right. I'm a little confused. I cut it off when it was already off. I was trying to cut it off when I cut it on. I didn't mean that. But anyway, you know, it takes a lot out of me to read that. So I'm going to just go back in the chat room and chill for a minute.
Oh, thank you for calling in,
Mama Ola. That is it.
You're welcome.
Mama Ola. Yeah.
Love you.
Love you, too. That's what I'm talking about, child. That's love right there. And you know what time it is. We got to take another Chizak break, and we'll be right back. The next caller coming up. Ooh, did they switch again? People, if you have already spit on the mic, do me a favor, press 1 so I won't get confused. I appreciate that so them hands can come down. I believe 513 is next. And this right here is Jaheim off his new CD, Closer.
Here I say we get a little crazy. Take it to
crazy. I'm trying to offer her the world. And when I think about the past, don't wanna bring it back. Loneliness and heartache is all I ever had. Come closer.
Yes, we're back. This is the original Poetry After Dark, and we're in that open mic segment. I have to tell you guys, when you hang up, you lose your spot in queue. Do not hang up, and you won't lose your spot. You know?
Real quick, before we continue with the show, we want to bring up again, you know, about the challenge on Friday that DVD put out. Are you a fake poet, or what makes you a real poet? Write the piece. And then we're going to have the show on what day?
February 11th.
What day? February 11th. We're going to have the show. I am not a fake poet, and that's when we want y'all to come spit y'all pieces. So you got to let me know, though, so I can call y'all out and say these are the people who gonna spit. I know we got In the Brain, we got Mad Writer. Who else we got? Let me know, y'all.
Let us know. Oh, and just to, you know, let everyone know that DZ and I and the Chief China will be all in the collaboration of I Am Not a Fake Poet. It's going to be a hot show. So definitely tune in. Okay, so here we go. The lineup has changed again. 301 has had his hand up for a while. We want to go back to that call and see if they want to do some spitting on the mic. 301.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
Ladies,
you wanna
how y'all doing? This is Eric Logan Sims. I'm going to do a piece from my book. She wants to be loved, not by players and liars. She wants to be held and cared for. She wants to know that she's the only one. She wants to be respected and treated like royalty. She wants to be appreciated. She wants to know that you're a superhero. Well, if you believe in what you want to receive, and that's a love unconditional, and that's what you believe. That's it.
Well, please tell us how we can find you and where we can get that book at.
You can get the book on Amazon.com. It's called Liquid Soul Poetry. My name is Eric Logan Sims. You can also hit me on Facebook.
All right. Check them out, y'all.
And the book is for black. It's about black women.
It's about black. Okay. I got that. She want to be loved. I do. You're right. She does.
Well, y'all have a beautiful night. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. You're
welcome. Well, shout outs to the DMV for real for showing off tonight and welcoming our feature early in the segment was Laurie Edwards. And if you guys that, you know, it's always archived. It was a great interview. So definitely check them out. All right. 832.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
We all right.
Great.
All right, this is Keith.
What's up?
Hey, got a piece for you. My secret recipe. Two glasses of Merlot, two parts you and me, three parts of my house, my room, between my sheets, only the best old school love music whispering from the speakers. One long kiss to make you squirm in your seat. I want you to come with me. No, come with me. Let's explore the rainforest, manifest your destiny. Give you the best of me, give you everything that's left of me. Give you my secret recipe. What you get is everything you see in me. Everything you wish it be, every single ounce of keys. Soul's astral plane taking off, making your mind high. I'm filling up enough to you, wondering yourself why you cry. Bodies, hearts, souls melts together, makes it one time like tie-dye. The epitome of love, making a core connection, connect the spirits through the air like Wi-Fi. No lie. Whistling through the wind, giving you a body rush like skydive. No eating utensils, not even my hands are used for my favorite dessert, your peach pie. Like you drink the taste of Red Bull, I give you wings, but if it weren't for gravity, you'd take off and fly high. You know you like it. Can't buy this at stores or get it online or anywhere else, so why try? And don't try to hold back, because I love it when you call me Big Papa like that kid from Bedside. No additives, no preservatives, but you'll get love drunk like you've been up all night drinking Mai Tais. See, your fly matches my fly. So let's put these two flies together and get caught in the web of love's ecstasy. And maybe, just maybe I give you the rest of the ingredients to my secret recipe. That's that piece.
So is it a part two today?
Sorry.
Is it a part two today? We're going to get the rest of it, the rest of the ingredients.
Yeah, it'll be a part two.
All right, let's see where they can find you.
All right, Facebook, Keese Williams, Q-U-I-S-E, Williams. Got a little over 200 pieces on there. You can go check out and enjoy.
Got it.
All
right. Yeah. Always love something.
Yeah, appreciate the love from the poets. Y'all chilling in the chat room. I know there's a lot of talented poets out there. I would love to hear from you. So you know what to do. 347-826-9842 is the number to dial. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back. This time, Chief, you're going to kick me. Trey Song.
Yeah, you're right.
Not on the bottom, but on top.
Hey. How was your day, baby? Okay. Come in. No, just sit down. I just wanna take all that off your mind. No, I got it. Let me get your shoes. I got it. Just relax. I've been waiting all day for you.
You know that my love ain't going nowhere. Baby, cause it's you. Don't feel so precious and rare. I just wanna show my appreciation. Girl, I got this craving for you. Baby, come and kiss my lips. Would you mind if we do it like this?
I want you on top.
Start off.
I want you to find your favorite spot.
Oh.
Find it, make the body rock.
You got my heart. I'm gonna finish what you start. Make your love come.
Gonna stop,
oh no.
Till I feel your body getting hot.
You got my heart, wanna take you to the top. Make your love come down. Girl, you know you're so beautiful, even with your clothes on. Baby,
girl, you should know to glow when you take them things off. I just wanna show high appreciation, girl. I got this craving for you.
Poetry After Dark over Mike segment. Got 50 minutes left on the show, and I'm really, really enjoying myself. So you want to throw on that Trey song? We're about to get that red light cut on in a minute. Goodness. All right, all right. We're going to go back to the lines. Oh, wow. I cannot believe I just saw Mr. St. Clinton hit the phone line. We got to find out if he's spitting for us tonight. That's what I'm talking about. 302-302, you're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
Hey, how you doing? This is Concrete.
Hi, Concrete.
Well, hello, Concrete.
How you doing tonight?
We are good. How are you?
Great, great. I'd like to share a piece tonight. It's entitled Eyes Too Dry to Weep Any Longer.
Well, all right.
I need to make this one count. I need for this notion to penetrate. I need for these words to force them to concentrate, then to contemplate. Because we are breathing in a state of dire straits. Comprehend. People have died here. Round in my neighborhood streets, the lifeblood flows hot with holes, punctured by poverty and untimely death, hungering for a breath of a continued easy. Just one more time. Tame your laughter if you dare. Choose your words with care. Whisper in a tongue that conveys the pain of what has been lost here. Barren cupboards, no milk, no meat, no bread. Hope starved until dead of any true meaning. We hope for the empty longing to ebb and carry us into a dream state filled with an overflowing plate of what others have. So tame your laughter and choose your words with care. Take a moment to comprehend that people have died here. Round in my neighborhood streets, tears, stains, and salt wash away the outlined chalk of all that has been left from a life cut short by the selfish takeaways of this world. Blood spills because anger and ignorance kills. Fists clenched to lash out and extinguish anything beautiful in its path. Disagree if you choose not to cower. Raise your voice to scream the names and the injustice of all the innocence that has been lost in this bitter course of this war with ourselves. It has taken away our heroes. It has taken away our elders. It has taken away our babies and replaced them with half-cocked, guns locked, hollow, souls protest lest we forget. Walk softly across these sacred streets paved with the dried blood of a kingdom in ruins. Take a moment to comprehend that people have died here. Thank you, y'all.
Fit that.
Oh, concrete. Wow. Fit that.
Thanks for the love, y'all.
Let the people know all about you. Let us know all about you, Concrete.
Well, y'all can reach me on writeonink.com. That's a poetry site. You know, I'm on Facebook, Concrete Walker. But I'm on Write On. Y'all can catch all the great poets we have on there and, you know, the movement we're trying to do. But that's where y'all can reach me at.
All right, I'm digging
you up
now. Hey, look, every always be on my front list. Concrete is already there. We got to get up, Concrete, for real.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Just hit me off. I'm up late tonight, so I finally got a chance to, you know, catch your show, and I'm loving it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, listen,
just go to writeonink.com. All right.
Oh, thanks for posting it. That's it. All right. Y'all
all
enjoy
right.
your evening. All right. Take care, y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, wow, wow. We got a return caller. 410 lady. Okay. I got you on the air, babe.
Oops. I'm sorry. I had it on mute. I see that mute monster. Okay.
Okay. I got the tissue. I'm ready.
All right, I'm warning everybody, I'm sorry. This piece comes at the anniversary of a dear friend of mine's passing, and, you know, it always gets rough around his birthday and around anniversary date, so I have a little tough friend, and this is called Blues for Kevin. My blues are for you, because you are my friend. I don't know why you brought your life to an end. I wish I would have known what you were going through. So, Kevin, my dear one, these blues are for you. We met 4 years ago online. You introduced me to Otis Redding's These Arms of Mine. That was the song you dedicated to me before deciding that best friends is what we should be. See, you had an on-and-off relationship with the mother of your kids. I knew how much you loved her, even when you wouldn't admit that you did. You told me you wanted us to be together, but I knew best friends suited us much better. We talked like we knew each other since elementary school. Sometimes we were serious, sometimes we acted like a fool. But there was nothing we couldn't be open about. I loved you, and that's the only thing I knew, without a doubt. You called me one day after we lost contact. Said you had some news, but were unsure how I would react. You told me you married her and said it was a mistake. And I told you you had to live with the choices you make. I didn't know that would be the last conversation we had, but something in your heart was truly driving you mad. You said our I love yous before we said goodbye. I had no idea that soon you would die. And now I'm here and I can't stop crying. You weren't my man, but still part of me is dying. The fact that you're gone, I still can't believe. I know it's going to take a long time for me to grieve. So I'm writing my blues to ease my own pain. But in the meantime, there's still more rain. You didn't tell anyone your heart was broken. You just took yourself out with no words spoken. Maybe someone could have tried to save you if you let them try. Now, we're left wondering, why, Kevin, why? I was your friend, and I would have proven that to be true, but you didn't let me. Now I'm here, feeling blue. What's worse, you left your wife and children behind. What in the hell could have been on your mind? You broke the heart of your boys and your spouse, not to mention your mom, who found you dead at her house. I don't know what could have made you do this, to succumb to the pull of the devil's death kiss. You didn't leave a note and not an inkling of a clue. So we're all left here hurting, and our blues are for you.
Okay.
Didn't say that anymore. Yeah, I cried the first time.
I know you did.
Whew. Yeah, I made it through this time now. No, I think I went through the whole gamut of emotions, the whole, well, I should have been a better friend. Maybe I shouldn't have yelled at him. Maybe I shouldn't have told him he was stupid for doing what he did. Maybe I shouldn't have did it. Maybe I could have done that. You know, I went through that gamut of emotions. I went through the guilt. I went through the angry. I was angry at him forever. I'm like, why did he have to go that way? You know, I could understand if he just passed from a heart attack or, you know, something natural or anything. But, you know, who are we to determine what to do with the life that we were given? And for him to just throw it away and have little kids. And, you know, so I went through the anger, the hurt, the guilt, the pain. I went through the crying, you know, that kind of thing. So, but now I'm just like, you know what? I don't. Right. And I don't know what was in his heart. And I can't determine what he did, you know. So, and I can't blame, you know, his child's mother, you know, his wife. I can't blame her for what he did. You know, I know the situation behind it. I know, you know, both sides of the story. I spoke to her because she's the one that told me what happened. You know, so I can't blame anybody. It's just a super sad situation. And, you know, if you have a friend that is talking about suicide that's serious, don't ever play it off like they can't do it or they wouldn't do it, because nobody expected that. So if you have somebody that's going through that you know is depressed, encourage them to get the help that they need. Talk to them, be the best friend that you can. Encourage them to write their feelings out, because truly, poetry is therapy. Poetry helps hearts heal. And, you know, I had somebody PM me on Facebook saying that, you know, me reading that piece really touched them. And, you know, it was just a matter of me sharing my heart and my tears. But poetry really does touch people. So we're real poets with our messages to send to people. So please write it out. If you have something, even something that you might think is trivial or something that is just personal to you, if somebody out there needs your words, so please write it out. I love everybody. I'm going to go
ahead and
do it. Thank you.
Thank you, lady. Wow, girl.
In the words of the boss lady, keep pushing forward.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, because you never know who might need to hear it, who might need to read it, and what life it can say in cases such as in lady's situation. Guys, I need to take a break. You know, I gotta compose myself after that. When we come back, it's 314 St. Clinton, and then one of my favorites, Space Poet, and he got something real nice for y'all. We'll be right back. Wow.
Thank you.
Original Poetry After Dark, and we're back. As my girl Shantae say, everything's going to be all right. You dig? With that being, we're going back to the phone lines, and we're pulling in David again. 314, you're on the air with the Poetess in China Blue.
Hey, guys, I'm going to share indifference. I am minuscule and utterly unimportant to the wonders of this world. 9 days seem mere lapses of time and space between God. I try to find my place in an uproar to the heavens. Why, just why are my cares and worries so tiny in your eyes? Condemning me in the shell of flesh and blood that makes no difference. A slight rip, whether I breathe in deep or my last breath out. A slight ripple may glide through immediate kin, but no grand effect as if a butterfly flapped its wings to ensue a tidal wave that crashed halfway around the globe. Again, my voice cracks at a sheer volume of distress. I rip and tear bloody scars, ripping hair from root, trying to experience the pain of others that I know is there. I see it in my dreams, vividly clear. places of poverty and rape where the rich prevail. Surviving is sweat from the brow using tooth and nail. A diagnosis is truth that you must bear. A spiritual world lives outside our guarded walls. Ticky-tacky lives bound together by glue. If it only got hot, we would melt in our gloom. Racking the ground to get some feeling of earth. The black dirt, I want to stay under the nail for eternity. Living vicariously through others' dreams that have been done before. Our minds are our only escape to world that is but our own. There we fly and become unbound and free to set fantasies in reality, broken by reality. Seemingly endless waves of joy and despair, of wonderment and degradation, complete involvement centered around our own divinity, transcending where we find our immunity, to the pitchforks and fiery torch, pillaging in a way to at least leave a mark that in fact free will can make or break, and a vast planet with which an individual is a peck, just a price with a gargantuan dream. Hindered to a dead stop by the vastness of indifference. And that was indifference.
Oh, David, wow. I love it. I love it. Thank you for calling back in and giving that.
It was hard. Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, we're going to keep this thing moving. We only got 31 minutes left. I'm going to try to hit the mic before the time is up. Our next caller is St. Clinton.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
And the repeat for you, title, For the Love of Ancestors. I find it amazing the lack of love we have for our ancestors in the black community today. I wonder what our ancestors would have to say if they heard the words that we use today. We use a word today which brings terror in the form of the KKK. But walk and listen in any community today, and you will hear the word used during the night and during the day. Any time that I hear someone use that word today, I realize they are spitting on the grave of Martin, Malcolm, Harriet, Marcus, Jones, Wilson, Jack Johnson, Rosa Parks, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, Josephine Baker, Shirley Chisholm, Langston Hughes, Billie Holiday, Crispus Attucks, Thurgood Marshall, Mayor Evans, the Slays, and so many others. I'm sure that they are sad to hear the word used as it is today. To those who feel that your use of the word is all that, you're giving the power to the slave masters again to take that bullwhip to your slave ancestors back. Whack, whack, whack. Well, I'm sure your ancestors who were slaves are just loving that. Whack, whack, whack. The respect and honor that your ancestors will have for you in their spiritual ways will help your self-respect be bigger. Which would you rather have the ancestors look at you as? Someone on the stage as a talented poet or spoken word artist, or just a minstrel show nig in peace?
You know what, Clinton, you got to stop this. You got to call in more often because this is what we need right here. For real. You be hiding and standing in the background. I need you on the forefront, baby, pushing that.
I'll try more often.
I accept that. If you have somewhere that the poets and the people that love the arts can find you, please drop that for us.
For the Love of Poetry and Spoken Word, .blogspot.com.
All right, y'all. There it is. Thank you, Clinton.
Claps and love to you in the chat. Put you in the chat. You can see what you're saying, please.
All right, guys. We got to bring in this right here. Oh, goodness. I've been waiting it's been a little over a week. I've been waiting for this guy to call in and do his thing. Space Poet on the air.
Hey, what's up, Poetess Charlie? How you doing?
Space Poet.
We're good.
I wanted to actually do a piece. It's a new piece that I wrote. It's called Why Does the Sky Fall? And this is dedicated to all the politicians in all the different parties, all the men and women politicians that don't care about people.
I already know what name's about to get called out.
So this is to all the politicians that don't care. Okay, it goes like this. Why? Why does the sky fall as the philosophers and robes? Has America lost the constitution of focus in the face? American dream. Are they still selling you that hope? Will media's collide to tell you the truth? The sky will fall, and at that time they'll lie and act like they know it all, know it all. A politician never does, selling out everyone with no one but themselves to judge. A man walks through life blindfolded, to put it simply, distorted zombie with no respect for infinity. Born rock and ice, I drift through black matter to meet with Argonauts. Crowns made from bones and thorns, mankind's pedestal. Despised anarchy through aerosol, tormented upon the throne from which you sit, my angle is. Never speak the truth, how come? Because the children of the world could never handle it. I spy Banshee scream, curse the ruby rings. I've seen the dead walk, valley of the kings. Burn incense, it's intense, babies scream for life. But dreams become nightmares, an Aztec sacrifice. In the afterlife of Shade and Hades, an atheist black night. No moonlight or candlelight, dismantled like melt ice, glow firefly. Your time of print, pictured in amber. You had potential but never rose to great heights. Unable to create the next chapter. Which dimension's next? In black holes I've witnessed life given by planets. My destiny will be fulfilled after I've broken the rings of Saturn. Petrified forest standing, stone blessed enchantment. Mystical avalanche that brought life to the masses. Infidels worship Merlin and feel the wrath of their own black magic. It's intricate, no passion. Cling to four-leaf clovers. An abomination, the man who built the world, a player in his own psychosis. A product of his fixation. What's the intrinsic value? Question mark. Why do you question such an enigma? A door without latches. A rotating asteroid belt, blue color indica. Grains of sand twisted and spectrums redshift red. Primitive mystic insisted the economy lies in paper. History and karma replied, you hide and justice will reveal itself on 10. The pendulum swings. Unemployment hidden in numbers, Prozac and lithium. Mountains covered in petroleum. At that time, the earth bled. Sounds melodic. From the Arctic polarity essence, grew to shine metallic. The corruption cancer is malignant and tears apart our only island. Smell upon Sin City where the lilies shed their tears in violet. Arrogant egotists grow rich in the land of Nod. But when the sky falls, we're all humbled by the face of God. Why? Why does the sky fall? Ask the philosophers and robes. Has America lost the constitution, a focus in the face, American dream? Are they still selling us that hope? When media's collide, I tell you the truth, the sky will fall. And at that time, they'll lie and act like they know it all, know it all. A politician never does, selling out everyone with no one but themselves to judge. And that is it.
Man.
What's that?
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I said pop the guns up in the air because you done killed that one. All the politicians gone down dead. They gone.
Hey, thank you, Pot. Well, you know, thank you. You know, that was kind of actually inspired by Martin Luther King. I wrote, I finished that up yesterday, and I kind of did like the opposite because he was a man of love and compassion and who really cared about his people, and that's why he succeeded. And so I kind of did the opposite, like what would he be saying to politicians today, you know, who don't care, you know. So that was that was kind of what was behind that piece. But I just want to thank you guys for having me on the show, and I'll talk to you later.
You see what they say on the
chat? Okay, peace.
Peace. There it is. Chief, we're going to take a break. I want to know if you're going to spit a piece before the night is over.
Probably not. Day and night. Come on. Play the song.
Oh, it's coming. You was in my mind. I told you to stay out of the closet. Stay out of my closet. I got you.
Play the song.
I'm going to spit a piece.
I'm going to spit a piece, but I'm not going to do it just now because, you know, Chief over here, she got the knife to my throat. If I don't play this track right here, it's over. Day and night. I'm day and she, no, actually, I'm night and she day.
Bitch, I'm from Cleveland, volume 2, June 3rd.
Check this out.
DJ EV.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stress in my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play. Now look at this, madness magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night, the lonest owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems to free his mind at night. At night, hold the phone. The lonely stoner, Mr. Solo Dolo. He's on the move, can't seem to shake the shade. Within his dreams, he sees the life he made. The pain is deep. A silent sleeper, you won't hear a peep. The girl he wants don't seem to want him to. It seems the feelings that she had her through. Cause day and night, the lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. Up and create that new. He seems alive though he is feeling blue. The sun is shining, man, he's super cool. The lonely nights, they fade away, he slips into his white Nikes. He smokes a clip and then he's on the way. To free his mind and searcher.
Day and night, the lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely owner seems to free his mind at night.
Poetry After Dark, the original, and we have 18 minutes left in the show. I'm going to spit this piece real quick.
Get it in, boss.
Chief, I'm going to get you later. I ain't going to mess with you. Devil in disguise. He sought out for her. The tie down only around for half the time. See, this for her was the unseen. A dream turned a nightmare to be. She was his challenge, a woman that had balance, living the good life. While outside looking in, he's scheming, beaming up for the right things to say. He played her with the devil teaming. Brother got gang, he be leaning, but no dancing, too much time romancing. It's like
she dreaming when she felt this urge to perpetrate a fraud. Immediately her senses built up as we recall, but all she listened to was the feelings involved. So here she is fighting with her conscience. It's killing her to play defense and offense while her vision is totally distraught. He's behind the wheel driving and controlling her thoughts. Her scorned heart has lost its fight. She was the bait. He had it in sight. Although he said that he wouldn't bite, the dog in him took flight. Frequent flyer miles is what the brother had. Pussy given so freely, the brother overindulged and so immaturely. See, she was just another notch on the belt. It was him and what could be that distracted her daily. His swag was like honey to a beehive. So she took a dive and was obliged to call, dialing numbers 1 through 6. Now hang that damn phone up quick. She can't do this, but the brother got her in his grips. She no longer has this ability to resist. So the dialer reached 7, and the phone rang. Hello. She's melted by the charm that followed. The screenplay is set in motion. Time, place, promotion. That's all it took for the commotion to begin. In her mind, he's that special friend, the one that listens, understands, and knows his woman. He sees her pain and uses it to fund his campaign. The race to the domain, his satin black sheets, the loving there, so sweet. He had the inside track, y'all, and all the goodies to make her the mistress. See, she was already his quest to undress, and the pain was his to finesse. But underneath lies bitches that gone head to head just to compete. All of this she can't see, because he's so discreet. The bachelor had a master's degree on his knees, and with that pussy was the major of study. She's just another cutty buddy that's about to be laced with sexual domination. As he began to release the frustration, her mind began to race through sensation. Back to the war of minds, left or right, up or down, as the sounds of passion clouded her. She became hopelessly fragile, drenched in his sweat and liquor, his perpendicular ready and set for her. Now at this point, she has lost all her strength. Here he comes as he sticks and is extended and lifts, so the damage has been done, and the two became none, nothing, insignificant, non-existent. The wolf in sheep clothing never stops going. He will not abort his mission, but only what she allows will he get permission. He thinks she's not finished. Is he serious with this wishful thinking? Agonizing feelings, disturbing, tormenting. Eyelids begin rolling up, blinking. She's sinking, thoughts cloudy. He comes in all shapes and sizes and colors. He will pretend to be whatever you need, overachieve by any degree just to get you. He is the devil in disguise, and he lies. Don't allow this to be your story, because it's too hard to believe. Denial is the first entry. Ignorance is the next, and he will keep going until there's nothing left. And that's that piece.
You say his perpendicular was ready to set for her. What you say? What's up,
you got it, G. You got it.
That was dope.
Yes, yes, yes. That piece is posted up on Facebook, y'all. Check it out. We got 13 minutes left in the show. When we come back from this, we're going to be saying our goodbyes and everything, letting you know what's going on this Friday. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. I need to get out of the old school and get to the new school.
I've been trying to tell you. But it's all right. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I think it's an equal balance. It's an equal balance, boss lady.
That's why you're here and we mesh so well because, you know, we hip each other. And you definitely opened my eyes up to a lot more music because I definitely was closed-minded to the old school. I ain't even going to lie. But it's good. I'm loving it.
Good job, me. Yay, me, y'all. What we got coming up? We got 7 minutes left. Hurry up. What we got to say?
I just want to say that, I mean, from the feature tonight, Larry Edwards was phenomenal. His singing thing, his poetic thing. The poets, I mean, oh, my goodness. Y'all done gave me a newfound love for open mic, for real. And I encourage all the poets to go out there, if you have not, and record your stuff, man. The sky's the limit. If we love it, you know, who knows? The rest of the world might love it. And if not, so what? Keep doing your thing, because that's a God-given gift, and you need to spread that. And you heard it from the poetess. You know, don't let anyone say
you're a freak. She a freak. You right, Madison Media. She is a freak.
Here we go. Here we go. Oh, you know how we got on that level. I did not spit no erotica tonight. I mean, what's going on? It's all right.
I'm not. We appreciate the features, love the chat room, everybody that came through chat tonight. It was busy. It was cracking. Love the chat. Always funny. Mad Writer always keeps me laughing. Love me some Mad Writer.
Oh, yes. And we just got to reiterate this one more time. I am not a fake poet. Okay? challenge for all the poets out there listening. February 11th is going down. Collaboration with
Miss Lady, I got you down as a person that's doing the challenge. Fake poet, Miss Lady, I got you. I'm calling you out.
Yeah, right now, February 11th, we're challenging poets to call in and add on to this collaboration that we're going to be doing with the young and talented DZ and, of course, Chief China Blue and me. It's going to be a hot show. This Friday,
David,
y'all know what to do.
David,
open mic. Okay. Make sure you keep tabs on those that's saying they're going to be in, because we're going to be looking for y'all. And don't forget, we got your numbers. Don't make us have to call you.
Right. We appreciate everybody. We love y'all. Thank you for listening.
Yes. And we definitely want to see all of y'all back here on Friday from 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 2 a.m. It's all open mic, baby, and, of course, your favorite selections of music. Until the next time, we love you.
We love you. P-A-B, love you.
Yes. We out, y'all.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength.
gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say amen.